good morning and welcome to you all for this gift service and pop-up nativity. This afternoon we will be having our messy church, and the theme of course is Christmas. So do just come along to that if you can. And there will be a reflective service this evening at 6:30. For our pastoral news, I have our Christmas gifts are ready to give out. And as I read the names, if you think you're able to do so, the gifts are in room 3.
Hello. So the gifts are for Anne McKay, I never get it, I'm sorry, Anne. Mary Williamson, Margaret Davis, Margaret Townsend, Valerie Parkinson, Cora Young, Margaret Jones, Gail Kingham, and Evelyn White. With regard to events, there are many opportunities to share worship and fellowship. There are posters around, and please take home your service sheet to remind you. So this Thursday, there will be carols for Christian Aid. In a moment. Nearly there. Carols for Christian Aid and the group to join here at 6:30. And on Friday, there's an open invitation for people to join the Christmas tea dance. And on Saturday, our stay and play morning session will be Peppa Pig Does Christmas. So bring yourself and your friends. You will always be welcome. Also, I need to tell you, afternoon at 3 o'clock, All Saints, the Kingston Third Age Orchestra is performing. And finally, Denise would like to say something.
The alternative Christmas card is published today. It looks Most of them look like this, but some of them look like this. They're both the same, and they've both got all the signatures of everyone who participated. So please take your copy home. John is waving them at the back of the church, and I've got some, so please make sure you take one home with you. As you know, the card is to raise money for Christian Aid, and this year, including gift aid, we have raised a total of £1,600. Which I think is a record for us. So we're really, really pleased about that. So thank you to everyone who participated, and thank you to everyone who prepared the end product. Please receive your copy from us with our love and good wishes for Christmas. Thank you.
Solhi, would you play the tune, please, for the Advent carol? Just play the tune. Don't sing it, just look at it. Go, do it again, please. Lighting a couple of candles, Finn. Wouldn't that be great? Granny's going to help you. That's two at the top. Here we go. Press. Oh, let me. Can you? Yeah. That's okay. We can cope with that. Is that one? Which one should we write next? One more. This one. And I have to say, it's a bit boring in terms of blowing because we just do this. Poof. How dull is that? Not very good at all. Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. God of our way, we light the second Advent candle in the strength of hope, celebrating the glimpses of glory in our midst and preparing for the glories to come. Following the strange voice crying in the wilderness and acknowledging our own voice crying in our hearts, meet us in Bethlehem that we may worship you individually, as a community, as a church, and the world may come to know Jesus who came to save. Amen. Right, so now I will let you sing it. Two verses, two candles. Here we go. I invite you to stand as the Bible is brought in. Can we sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem"? We might sing it twice, but we'll sing it now.
Thank you.
say, what a fine looking gang you are all this morning. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Let's join together to pray. Let's pray. We come to you, O God, with gratitude in our hearts. We thank you for those people who have told us about you. Those people who got things ready so that we could hear you. And those people who are so busy getting things ready at this time. We ask that we also would be people who prepare the way for others. Forgive us, God, for those times when instead of speaking words of blessing, we have been people who spoke words of criticism and judgment. When instead of celebrating people's differences and individualities, we have forced them to try to fit in. Forgive us. Help us to see everybody with the eyes of faith. We pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are going to now have a test of your memory. How many of you know the carol, Away in a Manger? Okay, you put your hands up. We're going to sing it without any words. Okay, can we do this? Up we get.
Welcome to our service. Today we'll be retelling the Christmas story and there'll be a chance for everyone to get involved. So, Hello, I'm Mouse. I live in a little place called Bethlehem. My favourite food is cheese, obviously. And my favourite hobby is doing detective work. Oh yes, I love a good mystery, I do. And today I'm here to retell the Christmas story, which also just happens to be the greatest mystery I've ever solved. But first, I'm going to need some help from you. When I say each of these words, I need you to join in with an action, and the words are going to be on the screen. So when you hear the word noise or noisy, you have to put your hands over your ears. Very good. Some people aren't joining in. Thank you. When you hear the words ones with sticks, you have to lift up your shepherd's crook. Some of you have got real shepherd's crooks or imaginary, and tap it on the floor. Tap, tap. When you hear the words ones with gifts, you have to mime holding a gift and giving it to someone. Rescue or rescuer, superhero victory pose. Now come on. Ta-da! Very good. And king, place the crown. And some people have got actual crowns on. I can see them glittering here. Right, so we're ready to listen out for those words and do the actions as we hear them. And there are also some parts of this story where I need you to make different sounds. And so the instructions will come up on the screen, so keep your eyes peeled for the sound effects. Thank you so much to everyone who's come dressed up as one of the characters from the Nativity story. When we get to your moment in the story, I'll explain how you can join in. Okay, I hope you're ready to begin. Picture my house. I've got this really cosy bale of hay, and it's in the downstairs part of an old stone house in Bethlehem. Now, on the day in question, things had been pretty normal. I spent my time avoiding the cat and searching for food. Little did I know my life was about to change. Suddenly, the peace and quiet was shattered by this strange, awful noise. It was a baby crying. Bit louder than that. Where's all that racket coming from, I thought. And that's when I spotted them, my new noisy neighbours. They were a strange group of humans. Some had sticks and looked quite hairy. Some had gifts and looked quite clever. And there was a mum and a dad, and they were all staring at a noisy human baby. Who were they? Finding out was clearly a job for a mystery-solving mouse, like me. Then another sound caught me by surprise. It was a donkey. It gave me quite a shock. I started chatting to Donkey, an interesting old chap, going a bit grey. He was very happy to help me with my detective investigation. He told me he'd been on a journey with the mum and the dad of the baby. Apparently, they were called Mary and Joseph. An emperor called Augustus had ordered a census to be taken throughout the whole of the Roman Empire. Everyone had to go and register in their hometown. Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. He went to register with Mary, who he was going to marry. So if you've got any Marys, Josephs, or donkeys, I'm going to invite you to parade around the church as the rest of the church creates the sound effects. So are you ready? So Marys, Josephs, and donkeys, off you go, and the rest of us. Keep going, let's see you. Let's see all the Marys and the Josephs. Click, clock, click, clock, click, clock. Wow, we've got a brilliant donkey there. Esther's got a tiny little donkey with her. I think Mary's already given birth. That's it. got some Josephs. Oh, wow. A Mary and a donkey, another Mary. That's it. Keep clip-clopping. And on the way, Donkey said he overheard Mary and Joseph say that Manuel would be born. Manuel, I asked. That seemed like an unusual name for a baby, but I wrote it down in my detective book in case it was a clue. Donkey said when they arrived at my house, the upstairs was full, and that's why the noisy baby was born downstairs and placed it in a feeding trough. And after that, the ones with sticks, tap, tap, and the ones with gifts came to visit. I couldn't understand why they'd come to visit. Was the baby special? Why? Donkey said I should talk to the sheep, as they know everything about the ones with sticks. Tap, tap. Apparently, they're actually called shepherds. So we set off. So all the shepherds and the sheep, I'm going to ask you to come to the front of the church. Come and stand at the front of the church. So if you're a shepherd, and if you've got a sheep, that's it, bring them to the front. And the rest of us are going to clip-clop again, but slightly faster this time. Clip-clop, 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 clip-clop. Oh, wow, what an amazing shepherd. Wow, that's it. Come to the front. We trekked up a hill and met with a whole flock of grass-munching sheep. I asked the sheep what they could tell me about the ones with sticks. Tap, tap. And why they had visited the noisy baby. They told me they'd been minding their own business on the hillside when suddenly a shining angel had appeared in the sky. So if we've got any angels, we're going to ask you to go around the church and stand at the front while we sing while shepherds watch their flocks by night. So angels, you can parade around and we'll sing.
A singing sheep.
A singing sheep, wow.
Oh,
We're going to have a reading from that Steve Wenman's going to read. And while she's doing that, I'm wondering if we can have one Mary and Joseph on the stage, on the chairs. So if someone can come up, Vaughan, perhaps, can Vaughan come up? And then, okay, Bethany, that's good. That's it, because we need you later. That's it. And the angels and the shepherds can... Okay, brilliant. So we've got Mary and Joseph, we've got some angels and shepherds. We'll stick with you there for the moment, but we're going to have our Bible reading, and Steve is going to read that for us. Thank you.
The Shepherd's Story. That night, in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Saviour is born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is, because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angels had said about him. Everyone listened and was very surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said.
When the angel appeared, the ones with sticks went all wobbly with shock. But the angel told them, "No need to get all wobbly. Instead, jump for joy, because a baby has been born who will rescue God's people." Then loads more angels appeared in the sky, singing praises to God. So let's have a look at our angels. And the ones with sticks rushed off, jumping for joy. So can I see your finest jumps for joy, shepherds? Come to the front and do it. Glyn and, yeah, Max, come to the front. You can be on the stage. You can be on the stage with Mary and Joseph. Can you do your jumps for joy? That's it, Kino. Jumping for joy. But I was left wondering, how could a baby rescue God's people? According to the sheep, the ones with sticks said they'd been waiting for a rescuer for a really long time. It sounded like good news, the sheep told me. But they couldn't tell me anything about the ones with gifts. So Donkey and I went chasing after Camel to find out. We were quite out of breath when we caught up with Camel, I can tell you, but she was more than happy to help. Now, have we got any stars? Because it's time to come to the front of the church and do some shining. Come, one star. Oh, yeah,
can we do a bit of twinkling? I want to see your best twinkling. That's it. Oh, twinkle! Bit of a shimmy. Fantastic. Fantastic. That's it. Go and stand by the stable. Camel told me that the ones with gifts had spotted a special star, and they'd followed it a really long way just to meet the noisy baby. Now, if we've got any wise men or women, or camels, I'm going to ask if you can parade around the church, and we're going to sing. And what's going to happen during the song, we're going to take our offertory, and also there's a chance for you to bring up your gifts for well care and place them at the side by the tree. So while we're singing We Three Kings, we're going to take our offertory and we're going to bring up our gifts for well care. And the kings and the camels can parade around the church.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How are we all doing with our gifts? It could possibly be that some of you in the stramash didn't get your chance to make your offering. The loose cash today goes to cystic fibrosis research, and it goes in memory of a young girl who was part of the life of this church, who died when she was 10 years old on Christmas Day. Her name was Anna Marie Crump. Would you like to bring the gifts of money forward, please? And I've got some more cash here somebody's given me. Oh. Here we go, John. There's one there. Anybody else not get a chance to? There's one over there. Thank you. Anybody else? Hands in the air. Get that one in there. It's lovely. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let's join together to pray. And let's bless these gifts of money and also the gifts of toys that we're giving to WellCare. Lord Jesus, at this Christmas time, some people have so much. We have loads of toys, and we're going to get more. So we ask that you would bless these toys and these gifts for those people who don't have loads of stuff. And we know these gifts aren't going to sort everything out, but we pray that they would give some joy. And we also know that this money will not find a cure for cystic fibrosis, but it may well help. And so we dedicate these gifts of money, of things, that they would be a sign of love and care. Lord, we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Beautiful.
If we've got any shepherds or kings or angels, or especially children that want to be on the stage, they can come up to the stage. Okay, so that's absolutely fine. And we've got at least three kings here. Any more kings? Do you want to come up?
Kings, beautiful.
And I'm going to ask the kings to put their gifts by the manger. So beautiful gifts. And then we're going to have another short reading, and that's going to hear about the wise men. So thank you, Stu. Stu's going to read.
Thank you. When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was worried, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. Herod brought together the chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" They told him, "He will be born in Bethlehem, just as the prophet wrote. Bethlehem in the land of Judea, you are very important among the towns of Judea. From your town will come a leader who will be like a shepherd for my people Israel." Herod secretly called in the wise men and asked them when they had first seen the star. He told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, let me know. I want to go and worship him too." The wise men listened to what the king had said and then left. And the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. and gave them to him. Later, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another road. Amen.
Okay. Where's my lovely camel? Stop hiding, camel. You need to be part of our little tableau. There we are. Are you ready for some actions? Right, the star had stopped outside my house. And the gifts I'd seen, the ones with gifts... Oh, I'm getting them wrong now. Gifts were giving gold, frankincense and myrrh. Three gifts fit for a king. A king? I could hardly contain my excitement, but how? I hadn't spotted a crown on his head. Didn't we already have a king called Herod? But Camel, your big moment. Camel said it was written a long time ago that someone special from Bethlehem would take charge of God's people. Camel said the ones with gifts had been warned not to go back to Herod because he was only out to kill the baby. So they were going home a different way. Should we give Herod a big boo? Camel said baby is a king. Sheep? Have we got any sheep? Yes, we've got some sheep. A hand puppet sheep. I like it. Sheep said baby is a rescuer. And donkey... Donkey said baby is Manuel. The first two made sense to me, but what about Manuel? And then suddenly Donkey remembered. Wait, he shouted. On the journey, Mary and Joseph didn't say Manuel, they said Emmanuel. It means God is with us. I couldn't believe it, but that's what angels had told Mary and Joseph about the baby. They said, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. So the baby wasn't just an ordinary boy, he was God too. Wow, I finally understood. My new noisy neighbour really was something special. King... Rescuer and Emmanuel. God is with us. We're going to have a reading that Jenna's going to come and read for us, and then we're going to sing O Come Emmanuel, and then we're going to finish off our story.
A child has been born for us. We have been given a son who will be our ruler. His names will be Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God, Eternal Father and Prince of Peace. His power will never end. Peace will last forever. He will rule David's kingdom and make it grow strong. He will always rule with honesty and justice. The Lord All-Powerful will make certain that all of this is done.
As I gazed at him lying there in a feeding trough, the only mystery left to solve was to find out his real name. At that moment, Mary, his mum, spotted me. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
She turned to Joseph and said, "Look, Joseph, our little Jesus has got another visitor." Jesus. So that was his name. And that's the greatest mystery I've ever solved. I'm the mouse who shared a room with Jesus, and it's a story I'll never get tired of telling. Everybody needs to know about Jesus. He is God who came into the world as a human so that we could truly get to know him. He came to save us from the consequences of our wrongdoing so that we could be right with God. He loves us so much he was willing to pay our penalty, dying on a cross. And that's not all. He didn't stay dead, but he is alive again. Jesus, the ultimate king with power and authority over evil and death. And he offers us life to the full with him. He really is the greatest one who ever lived. And we're going to rejoice. We're going to sing the first verse of Joy to the World. If we've got anyone, I'd love for the kings to come to the front, because we're going to have our final little tableau here. We might be able to have a photograph at some point, so please come. And I'm going to ask Margie from Wellcare to come and tell us just a little bit about where the gifts are going. So that's it. You'll have to snuggle in. But before Margie comes, I think they deserve a round of applause, don't you? Brilliant. Thank you, Margie. Come and...
Morning, everyone. Thank you very much for inviting us. And firstly, I'd just like to say, Sally, that was absolutely wonderful. You deserve a round of applause for organising it. I'm Margie from Kingston Wellcare. Most of you more than likely have met me before. This is Aruna, who is one of our trustees at Wellcare, who's been along a few years, because I'm always going on about how wonderful it is here, so she comes along to see for herself.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Just want to say, on behalf of all the parents and the children who use Wellcare, who receive the gifts, a huge thank you. Your support means the world to us. It really is something that keeps us going, especially when times are difficult, and our families really do appreciate your kindness, generosity and thoughtfulness, especially at Christmas. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I guess if anybody doesn't know what Wellcare is, have a chat with Margie afterwards. Right. So let us join together to pray. Let's pray for those people who today will be hungry. Let's pray for those people who are in danger even those people whose home is a dangerous place. Let's pray for those people who are refugees, like Jesus was a refugee. Those who are victims of harsh governments, like Jesus was. Let's pray for those that we know who are ill. Let's pray for those that we miss on a day like this. Lord Jesus, we bring to the manger our lives, our hopes, and all our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. And we join to stand if your legs will let you to sing all three verses of Joy to the World. This season, and may God strengthen us and give us God's peace for now, forever. Amen.
Emmanuel.